Hey, mixtape listeners. You can find us every Sunday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb, drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
What if the golf ball you're playing isn't the number one ball for you? Meet the all-new TP5 and TP5X from TaylorMade. Whether you prefer the softest five-layer tour ball in the TP5 or the fastest, that's now a half a club longer, in TP5X, you'll be playing a golf ball that performs like it was built just for you. Available in white, yellow, and picks, you can personalize it with my symbol. No matter which you choose, every TP5, TP5X is designed to help your game. Head to TaylorMadeGolf.com today to find the number one ball for you.
For the year 2G, the rap game changed with one name. Jules aim to slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
What's up?
Withers.
What's the word?
Top of the afternoon to you, pal.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm okay.
Hell yeah.
Just a couple of 5 out of 10.
Where we want to live. Oh, God. Microphone has changed. Why would my microphone change?
Uh-oh.
Kind of a... Nope. That was a false notification. I hate false notifications. Son of a bitch.
I was saying, I don't know about anything of that nature.
Audio file, Trill Withers, not on this show.
Yeah, that's right.
How did you enjoy the fight?
I did. Fight nights are the best on Twitter. It's the only, I think, night everybody can agree it's a good night. Don't even matter who's fighting. Don't even matter who wins or loses. Everybody's just experts and having some fun.
Yeah, I can't remember the last one that stunk. McGregor Mayweather was a smidge annoying, but that was almost like not even a fight. That was like a carnival act.
That's what I'm saying. It's like everybody watching the same movie at the same time.
Right.
What a whooping, though.
I kept waiting for it to... I was like, all right, Fury was backpedaling the first one. Like, he's not used to bring the fight this much. Like, he's going to tire out. He never tired out.
Not well, I knew that wasn't going to be. He took that last one on the chin in the first one. I was like, well, this guy has an iron chin. He'll never tire out. And I think he realized, he's like, yeah, I don't tire out. This guy, he might. If I keep punching him really hard, I think he will. It was a good strategy. I got to give it up to his.
You have to question why they didn't even consider it the first time around.
Yeah, they were like, he's got the number one cut man and the number two on backup. And apparently Wilder's cut man were just like, I don't know, man. No, it's bleeding for sure.
They hired the old Giants trainer.
Yeah, John Johnson.
Yeah.
Put some frozen broccoli on that ear, yeah.
I couldn't, but it was an aggressive amount of blood. An aggressive amount of blood.
There's not going to be a third, right? I feel like after the way the second one went, there's usually a third. But now, does anybody want to? I mean, we'd watch it, but is anybody clamoring for a third?
I think Wilder would have to knock out a couple people. Like, if he knocked out, like, Anthony Joshua.
I thought he was going to fight Fury, though.
Yeah, I probably. But then he's going to, I assume he'll fight again or he'll never fight again.
I wouldn't.
I'd be all set.
Ain't that right, Mush? If I'm bleeding out my ear, I'm not fighting ever again. Mush can't hear because he's been bleeding out his ear.
Yeah. An electric drop in from Martin J. Mush.
Tremendous.
Ah! All right. We heard that.
That's what Mush Cameron see when he looking up porn. And just lost two. Look on his face.
Yeah. Can anyone hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you can hear me?
Mush is like, too much gape.
Stepmom.
What are you guys saying?
Biological and stepsister only.
How you feeling, Martin?
Ah. Kobe!
Yeah, there you go. Why can't you hear us? Don't take a picture of us.
Kobe.
Yeah,
send please. Me that video you were talking about. The MILF with the rack. Send.
They won't even wave back. What a son of a bitch.
I don't know.
Do you need a just look at her blank screen.
Yeah, we just hacked into his back end. He didn't even know we're here.
Kobe just comes in and presses power, and everything is great.
Mush is crystal clear for the first time ever. But yeah, Martin. I'm gonna mute him for the time being. I don't know. Joshua lost to the Fatso.
So everybody lose to the Fatsos.
Yeah, I'd rather give me a fat on fat. That's what I want.
Yeah, let me what's Buddy the Beat? Ruiz. Yeah, Andy. Yeah, let me see Ruiz Fury. That's what I'm talking about.
Fury would have to mop him up, no?
I don't know. You would look at Joshua and look at Ruiz and think otherwise. So I'll never count Ruiz out of anything. But, yes, Tyson Fury is the best heavyweight champion the world's ever seen. I don't think it's a stretch to say. Ain't that right, Colby?
Check, check, check. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hi, Colby.
There he is.
Hey, how we sounding over here, boys?
The better than any time Mush has tried to do this on his own.
You know what I love? Every time Pick Safe Tracker tweets now, I get tagged in it, and I'm always going to be up top.
I'm going to make you give a lot of picks, pal.
I'm ready.
All right.
If you want picks, tomorrow I got picks.
Okay. Yeah, do your research.
Oof, okay. I just dug myself a grave.
Sure did.
Kobe B over here.
Yeah. Here's Marty.
Hello? Hey, Martin.
Hello.
How's your porn looking?
My porn?
Who told you about that?
The Fade Barstool Index tweeted out last night. Basically claimed I'm the best gambler this company's ever seen.
What's your record?
It's not about my record. It's about, like, when I'm hot, there's never been anyone hotter.
It's for fucking sure about your record, guys.
No.
It couldn't be about anything more.
Yeah. Big Cat hit the 100 mark, meaning he basically cannot be hotter than he is right now. It's only the second time it's ever happened. Only Coley Mick achieved it before, back on 2-6 when he hadn't had a negative day since 1-22. And then they have everyone else's Fade Index, and Mush, you have the third highest ever, which is good. Fade? Like being close to, like, you just go on this guy's side now.
Yeah, is this winning percentage, total wins? That what's the?
It's just like for a streak. Yeah, just for a streak. So you have you've got the highest, third highest ever, and Blackjack's the fourth highest ever.
I really wish this was like. I didn't take anything else besides my plays, I say. I'd be rich. I'd be fucking rich.
You would.
Speaking of rich, Dana's a fucking moron.
What gave it away?
This is news?
I mean, did you see the video of us in the Suburbans?
Yeah.
Yeah, where'd y'all get them cars from?
Bought that cash.
$38,000. It's 10 years old and it's got 250,000 miles on it. I thought we got a good deal.
There's a 2-for-1 for 10 grand.
And they share one engine.
Yeah. Have to drive together.
Yeah, I'll give you 6 tires. You decide how you split them up.
Bro, so that video, at the end, he just starts throwing hundreds where I almost die. But in the midst of it, I only thought he threw 200. He threw 300. He lost $100.
Y'all never got it back?
No, it was a god in the wind.
How much were those Suburbans, like rental-wise?
He rented one. I have one.
Oh, shit. Excuse us.
But what Tyler said, it's a mad old one. It just cleaned up nice.
Yeah, it did look sharp.
Yeah,
how much did you pay for the Escalade? I know it was top dollar.
No.
Bottom dollar?
Yeah.
Middle dollar?
I got a good price. I didn't buy it.
How much was the horse?
The horse? Thousands.
Are you part owner of the horse?
No, it's not a horse. It's all right, Frankie. We just changed the name.
They stunk.
we Dave knew it was gonna stink, so we put it right in Friday Beers. So if it won, we owned them. If it lost, Friday Beers just stinks.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, but yeah, we almost got robbed after Dana threw $300, and I almost got ran over by a car. The guy who almost ran me over followed us to our parking spot and started begging us for money, saying that he got his wallet stolen. And Dana gave him $20 like an idiot.
Yeah, I can't do that.
You should have told him to chase down that 100. How bad you really want it?
And then he started taking off his chains, his all his jewelry, giving it to Dana. Said, just give me $100 so I get out of it. And then his wife gets out of the car yelling, please help us. Help us. I said, lady, shut your trap. This is a scam. So let's imagine me and Dana trying to get robbed. And they picked the wrong 2 people to rob.
I know, like, they the exact right people to try and rob.
They easily could have overpowered you, too.
They
easily.
Because Dana started taking out more money, and I was just like, Jesus Christ.
I was like, I've just got a couple hundred on me now. Let me go to the trunk. I've got thousands unprotected back there.
You want our horse, too?
Yeah, take the horse. No, take the Suburban.
Dana. What a
that buffalo. Place, what a sad place that was.
It didn't look bright and cheery.
I felt so depressed being in there. And like when we went to go, like it's called the paddock, I guess, where like all the horses are when you own them. We go up to the security guard. He's like, you need passes. I was like, no, we own the horse that's running in the 8. He goes, what's its name? Friday Beers. Okay, you're good. That's it.
Top notch.
You just need to know the name of the horse?
Just the name, where it's very public knowledge.
Yeah, they're posted everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah, secretary. Okay, right this way, sir.
Yeah.
Beautiful horse, though. Beautiful.
Good-looking horse.
Just stinks at running?
Stinks. It got smoked.
Y'all going to make it glue or what?
No, never.
Friday Beers glue.
I think it could sell. Incredible. I'm just saying.
That'd be incredible. How's golfing? What's this tip you learned that you won't tell anyone?
I can't tell them, but it's too good.
What do you mean?
It's unbelievable.
It's a betting golf tip or a playing golf tip?
Playing.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell anybody either.
No, it's nothing like nobody loves. Like people clamoring for a golf tip makes my balls tingle. I fucking love it.
You like having them over a barrel.
Yeah. It's like,
I saw people getting really upset about it. That's why.
Yeah, they want to know the tip. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll make them tell. Get upset.
I'm fucking slamming it right on the green, and my iron's usually so bad, I fucking almost hit a hole in one.
Is it just hit the ball on the green? Is that the tip?
No, it's an actual tip.
Who gave you the tip?
Kevin Kisner.
That's exactly who I thought you were going to say.
We just asked him. He was like, yeah, no, I told Marty to stop hitting it like a dickhead. Ball went 80 yards farther.
I mean, Bush was just like, Tiger Woods, why? Why do you ask?
And I fucking put in some sick racing stripes pretty drunk in the Dana's head on Saturday night.
Oh, you cut those?
Yeah.
Wow. A man of many talents.
You guys had a big weekend out on Long Island.
Yeah, we didn't even go out. We just got fucked up off Blackheart and beers at my house.
I got to say, you got a great backyard, Mush.
It's a nice tremendous backyard.
Yeah, wow.
Wait till that sucker is, we could all splash around in the pool.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. It's only 4 feet.
Good. Bring the horse.
Put it in the pool.
Yeah, me and Coley could finally race.
You don't.
Oh, yes.
I'm very ready.
Even though we're both longer than the pool, but just...
we'll time it. Yeah, we'll do timed laps.
I'm just touching balls simultaneously.
Well, that's like, 1 second for me. You're up one.
I'm just like, God damn it.
Yes. Even though my wingspan's bigger than yours as well.
I forgot we established that many months ago.
We didn't establish that. Yeah, we literally went nose to nose and I was outreaching you.
No, for sure not.
Today is a big day for Wingspan Twitter, though, because everyone checked in at the combine.
Hand-sized Twitter having a ball.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about, because Tua has two different sized hands.
Are they both small?
His throwing hand is bigger than his non-throwing hand.
I like to see it. He just wants it more.
Fellas, you need to... Ben Simmons' sister has tweeted 45 times before 12 o'clock today.
Thinks she me.
But it's all about Ben.
What's her at?
Oh, no, I never tweeted about something. I saw a couple. I didn't see 45. Sheesh.
LIVVALICE. Says a dude who looks like a Jolly Rancher wrapped inside another Jolly Rancher. That doesn't make any sense. I love when people say I look like a man because I'm actually beautiful as fuck. And bitches like you are intimidated by a strong woman who knows herself.
She posted a picture of herself climbing like one of those nets on the playground. That's a flex.
Yeah, those are tough.
It's like, y'all's poor ass probably at work. I'm on the playground. I'm an amazing mother. This is the problem with society. Cunts like you make women feel like they can't speak their mind because they have a kid. Fuck right off. I'm actually an awesome mom, and I'm teaching my daughter to stand up for what's right and what she believes in. You're a loser. End tweet. And she updated that with update. He's not a loser.
Why? It's Michael Jordan tweeting at her?
Well, Anna Horford and Liv Atlas, they just linking hands like the meme.
Well, this
tweeting
this
about
guy,
our brothers.
This guy tried to chirp her by saying her 28-year-old mom. That doesn't feel old or young for a mom.
Listen, she could be 8 or 88. Her brother's fucking rich. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
It's true. It's a good point.
She's tweeting a lot.
Whole lot. She's got time. She's on the playground.
I'm in line for the slide, guys. I got all day.
Listen, I'm going to take Philly -8.5. They're a cantankerous bunch right now, and they're at home. So Philly -8.5, done.
I'm in there too. With Simmons out for who knows how long, I'm going Embiid to get 15 rebounds and a Philly win +200. I think he's going to start carrying now for this week and a half or so. The bid
pretty
is
good.
Out.
Yeah, I'm not betting that game because I think the Sixers are better with one of them not playing, so. I'm going to keep taking the Bucks.
One of them's not playing.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm not taking it. I don't know if my theory is actually right.
If only there was a way to prove it.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm going Bucks. Can the Bucks like clinch tonight?
I think they already clinched.
They clinched already?
What, like a playoff berth or I one think they got to be getting close. Yeah.
I legitimately think they clinched last night.
Yeah, I think it was – I knew it was like tonight or tomorrow. Tonight or yesterday. Yeah.
Yes, they have already clinched before 60 games played, which is absurd. Mm.
That's fucking insane.
Yep, they've got the X next to their name.
I'm in there too, Mushy. I'm
taking the Bucks.
Yeah, I'm taking Bucks 12.5. Under of 243, +240. That's a high number, and I think this is one where they'll be just so far ahead that it just won't matter. Like Bradley Beal can score 70 points. It just won't matter.
Yeah, that happened yesterday, so I wouldn't surprise me.
He was pleased about it, though. So
yeah, he was thrilled. He had a grand old time out there just playing some sports with his pals.
Fellas, breaking news.
Oh, boy.
Chaps has sent me a dead bird.
Hmm? My phone didn't buzz.
You people.
Well, Chap, we kicked Chaps out. What are you talking about?
I know.
So, that's why. So now he's going rogue?
I might kick you out.
Why?
You act like you're innocent here.
I just joked you. Breaking news, rat dog. That was going to be a lot meaner words.
Yeah. N-word, F-word.
Your 28-year-old mom. Yeah.
We're like, whoa, Mush.
Jesus Christ, Mush. The hard F for this?
Yeah. I thought we were joking around. Well, let's see the bird. Show it to us.
I sent it to you. It's already sent.
Have a peek here. Yikes.
He threw that on the ground himself. Looking at him right now.
Yeah, Mush went and bought a what's the bird that would die the quickest if I throw it at the ground?
Oh shit.
No, Mush, you just texted us.
Man, I was calling Tyler the idiots.
Right. Those dumb dumbs.
Yeah, no, he absolutely he caught this bird mid flight and spiked it against the ground.
Like Gronk.
Now, I'm glad you brought this up, because I have a predicament. The yard next to my house, no one lives there right now. It's getting renovated or some shit, so I walk my dogs back there because it's grassy. There's a bunch of feathers on the ground. Hmm. Clearly bird feathers.
Hmm.
But I can't tell if they're remnants of a dead bird or if like there was a bird fight and someone just lost their feathers. Because there's no body anywhere. There's no bird body anywhere. And I can't be the first one into the new bird chat with just feathers and then being like, yeah, I'm glad we're all on the same page. Because I've been staring at those feathers for 2 weeks now being like, is this the one?
They'd crucify you if you put a feather in there.
No, it's a lot of feathers. It's a lot of feathers.
You need a body.
I was going to say, I wouldn't risk it, man. Those guys are like pros.
For sure.
You need at least a half a body.
Or what about the like roan one that was absolutely just ready to be washed off the curb?
Yeah, if you got a milkshake,
body, well, do it. Yeah. You have to do what Roan did: kill him and pee on him after. That's what he did.
I saw one on the highway the other day, and there was no way for me to obtain a picture. That hurt.
What does this gift mean?
That's
Hannibal Lecter. Yeah. he's gonna eat you. He's gonna eat. Yeah, he's gonna kill you next, I believe.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What?
How grim. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, well, that took a turn. Rockets -14 versus the Knicks.
I mean, yeah. Yep.
Thanks.
Sure.
I'm in there too. I'm going the other way. I think it's just too many points.
No.
The Knicks are 5-5. They're bad. They're just regular bad.
Taking the Rockets.
Rockets
might be the best team in the league right now.
But I don't know if anybody on the Knicks has directly disrespected Russell Westbrook. So I'm going Knicks 13.5 over 229 plus 280. Like if we find out between now and then that Mitchell Robinson's like, yeah, I've heard of Russell Westbrook. Russell West was like, oh, so he's disrespecting me.
I was about to say,
all bets are off.
And also, that can happen, like, during the game. Like, Russell doesn't need, like, history of disrespect to do some disrespecting himself.
Big fan of your work, man. Glad to play against you. You wait until now to tell me? Bet.
Yeah. Him eating the chips after they beat the Jazz, just being so sassy. I was like, Rockets might be my favorite team now. What's happening here?
I'm all in on small ball, whatever D'Antoni's got going on, all in.
He's averaging 32-8-7 this calendar year. So even before the Capella trade, on I think it's 54% from the field and 30% from three, but he's just not taking threes anymore as you've talked about a lot, so it doesn't even matter. And yeah, he's just a center now. He's finally free. He's like the genie from Aladdin.
I can't wait until he finishes higher in the MVP voting than Harden, and then Harden gets him, and that's how they trade him.
Mm-hmm. Martin,
you think any of the numbers would work with the Ers?
With what?
With like 49ers, 76ers, 53ers, 69ers, pretty good. So it's 86ers. It's just nine and six.
What's the 76ers G League team? Isn't it the 87ers, I want to say?
If it's I think it's the 76ers.
I think it's the 60. I think it's the 66ers.
Yeah, it's the something somethingers.
Yeah,
there's no T in there, Coley.
What?
You said the 66ers.
I said 66ers, yeah.
The Inland Empire 66ers are a minor league baseball team in San Bernardino, California.
You know, this is the Delaware Bluecoats is what they're saying here. So I think they changed it.
Yeah. That might put your theory in the dust, but they were like, yeah, we can't do this.
Yeah, they were the 87ers.
That's what it was.
Nicknamed the Sevens.
Sick. Okay.
So now they're the Bluecoats. They're like, better. This fucking stinks.
Yeah, the Benedict Arnolds.
Clippers by a 9.5. The Pelicans are almost in eighth place, baby.
Clippers stink, though. I don't know.
I know. That's why I like 9.5, because that makes zero sense why it's that high.
Oh, Jaren Jackson's up.
Oh, so Ja actually has to try and do something and score 8 points tonight?
Yeah, he typically doesn't try.
That's his problem, effort.
Mm-hmm. It is, especially he's got to try now tonight. Come on. Trash. Last night, unbelievable.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, just last night?
No, he's yeah, you're selling him short.
I mean, he might be MVP at this point.
Are we going to get credit for tweeting about Zion or no?
Yeah. At first I thought you were making fun of him, but you would not.
No. Why would I do that?
Because you're a fucking Ja Morant homer.
I mean, Melo did put him in a blender the other night.
I mean, Zion last night, 13 for 20. 101 from 3, 7 rebounds, 28 points. Holy dog.
I was going to say 13 for 20, but when you said 7 rebounds, I imagine he just rebounded every single shot he missed. So that checks out.
Yeah.
One of them was, did you see that missed free throw? It was the most impressive missed free throw I've seen in some time.
And then missed it and then stole the ball again and then got and won.
Yeah, he was like, I didn't get fouled. I'm not going to score here.
I think he's all right. That's just me.
Jahlil Okafor not playing coach's decisions. Bullshit.
Yeah. Probably the
right
decision.
I'm fine with that, yeah.
Yeah. Feels like coach knows what he's doing there.
Did you guys give all your picks?
No, I've given two. I saw Bill Simmons is running around saying he has reports that Zion's actually over 300 pounds. I also have those same reports. They call my fucking eyeballs. That guy's massive. What are we talking about?
We needed a report for that?
It was a very strange report. The only reason I saw that is because of trusted NBA insider Kendrick Perkins said, here comes the hating motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Perk working blue?
Well, he said MFs.
Ah.
So I'm just assuming that's what he meant.
Yeah, what kind of news is that? Breaking. Who's the source, Mark Jackson?
Yeah. Look at that tub of shit out there. Third pick. Miami -6 at Cleveland. Jimmy Butler not playing because it's in Cleveland.
Yeah, he's like, no, it's definitely my foot or ankle or something. I better stay back. I'll meet you guys on the other side in L.A.
He just said personal reasons, and that those personal reasons are certainly like it's Cleveland, and it doesn't even matter the month. It's just Cleveland. All right.
Gazoon tight. All right. You get one.
You're going to throw out your back doing that.
Yeah, I know. I've done that before. Runs in the family.
Bad backs.
No, just pulling your back out when you sneeze.
Oh, all right.
Very specific running in the family.
Very.
I got Cavs +6. Dead cat day number 2, according to Big Cat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. Once you start getting in on dead animals, I know what's wrong. Didn't Air Force have a bird?
No, this is what he said. Oh, wait. Wait a second.
It wasn't Big Cat at all.
It was. Because I never lose dead cat bounce games. because he had the Cavs their first game after Beilein got fired.
Uh-huh.
And have they played since then?
I don't know, but wasn't that game against the Wizards?
Doesn't matter.
I think that matters.
No, for sure. For sure not.
Let's see.
So I don't know what – I feel like yeah, they the played rumors the, he was stepping down, so I don't know what he technically
– They played El Heat 2 days ago and lost by 20.
Oh, yeah, bounce back.
Yeah, there it is.
Cavs plus six, baby.
A lock.
Why is it only six?
Jerry Butler's not playing, so it should be nine.
Yeah, exactly. Why is it only
16? And it's in Miami? Yeah.
No, it's in Cleveland.
Still.
That's why he's not there.
Still.
Yeah, I'm taking Miami. I'm fine with it. And I'm going to take the Bucks. I'm taking four. Give me the Bucks too.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
Bold.
Yeah, it happened. Right here. You saw it. In the flesh.
Crazy fuck.
Kablamo. Tyler, did you give your third?
Yeah, I was in Bucks, Knicks, and the Philly game.
Oh, that's right. All right.
All right, fellas. Good to see you.
All right, gents.
As always.
I'm not going to be here Friday.
You son of a bitch.
Or Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday.
Hmm.
I could probably call in, though, one day, maybe.
Is everything sick. Okay? That's a long time, yeah.
Vegas, March Madness?
Vegas Friday, spring Monday.
Listen, you want to talk to me about a trip neither of us were even considered for? Have fun.
I'm surprised you haven't said anything to him.
Have fun.
Well,
you think we can get in touch with that guy? You think he's taking our calls?
Nah. Monday through Wednesday, spring training, though. So that's not my fault.
It is your fault.
What is that, Florida, I guess? Or Arizona?
Yeah, Tampa. Where's
Florida.
Yeah. Oh, Tampa. Yeah, I got a good one.
How many pitchers do you think you'll have by then?
We're actually probably, I'm not going to say it, but we're good. Severino, did you know that before?
No, I didn't. I just assumed because he's a frail little bitch he was going to be hurt.
What fucking chances of that?
Pretty good. He's always hurt.
He's not always hurt, rat fuck.
Get him.
Paxton's
his hurt. Ass.
Paxton is coming back in 10 days.
Good. Good.
It's
like
spring.
Yeah, no, I like when my guys come in hurt. That's always the best.
Oh,
I find.
Chris Sale's fucking anorexic.
Okay. Oh. We don't body shame here.
I'm body shaming him. His fucking pelvis is going through his ass.
Yeah. He's gonna be throwing sliders. No, pelvis, you had it right the first time. He's gonna be throwing slide bags all over the place. Stanton's gonna be swinging out of his shoes.
Oh man, so scared of the Red Sox.
You don't have to be.
The Orioles beat the fuck out of them.
Uh oh.
Oh yeah, spring training. They did. Listen, we ran a train on Northeastern. I don't even want to hear it.
Oh wow, that's huge. It's insane that they play Northeastern every year.
Northeastern every year.
The college?
Yes. Yeah.
My boy used to play for them, and he texted me. He's like, yo, like Ortiz hit a bomb off me. So I was like, oh, Ortiz who? He was David. I was like, David Ortiz?
What, he's got a son? Wow, that's great. I think it's great.
Why are you playing the fucking Red Sox? I don't like Northeastern's that good either.
No. There aren't good. The only good college basketball program in the entire Northeast is UConn women's basketball. The rest of the college teams stink at sports. So the fact that the Red Sox – we used to play BC too. I don't know if we do that anymore. But we used to play BC and Northeastern like the same day because we have like – you have like 500 people at spring training so you can play multiple games. But, yeah, I don't know any other team that does it. Like in the whole league. I don't know anyone else that starts off with a college team.
Imagine the Chiefs playing a – Kansas State. I'd absolutely watch it.
Wait, is Kansas State in Kansas?
Sure.
Kansas City isn't.
You heard the president
once.
Yeah.
But yes, I mean, it's a lose-lose situation.
If you lose, I can't remember the last time we lost to Northeastern.
If you lose to Northeastern,
you should never lose.
And if you win, it would be 30s.
We use like one of our actual major leaguers in that game.
It's no, never, like, you play. Game. They get a bat.
No, they don't.
David Ortiz.
Yeah, that was not this year.
True, that was like 4 years ago.
It was way longer ago.
Six. How long have I been out of college?
You were never in college.
I was fucking sick of college.
Yeah, would you did that against Garrett Cole? Doubt it. Hey, you guys are sure. Yep, we're playing the Yankees today. Were? Like the Yankee Yankees? Yep, no, yeah. Stanton, Judge, they're all here.
That would be the funniest. Kansas, yeah, like
playing a D3 team was what they should do. That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah. To Framingham State versus the Boston Red Sox. Yeah, no, I would like to see it in other sports. Like, yep, Celtics tip off tonight against UMass Amherst. Jalen Brown
up 86 points.
Yeah, it'd be like watching the 92 Olympics. That's what I'm here for.
That'd be fantastic.
I'd like that.
How many pitches would you need to make contact off Cole?
Like in the foul ball count?
Yeah.
20.
Yeah, I think you can hit a foul. You play college ball. I think you can get a
as I'm saying, foul tip like, it's off just, 20. It's the moving pitches, though.
Yeah, he's not going to give you anything straight.
That's maybe the thing.
Maybe the first one, like, in just well, to well, really
the problem it. Is, too, though, he throws 98. So mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, I could see that being a problem.
That's a big problem.
Yeah, that's the issue. Yeah.
I'd love, like, I've seen, like, major league pitchers, like, type throw. Like, I've been in the box against it, but I want to see one that's, like, I want to get in the box against, like, him once.
Well, also a huge difference, like, between just major league speed.
No, I know.
And then, like, major league speed plus control plus movement. Like, all and, of like, those.
All three, yeah. Like, mm-hmm.
Right.
He's going to hit all on the outside black at your knees and, like, and you're going to blink and it's over.
Right.
He leaves his hand, you just, like, fall to the ground. Like, it was coming right from my head. You're like, it's right down the pipe. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
If he threw the first one like 2 feet behind you, would you even keep going?
No.
Yeah.
No chance. Like, it's not worth it. I mean, worth it at all.
Just 98 off the backstop. You're like, all
right. Yeah, I'd stop right there. I'd be like, listen, he was scared to pitch to me. I'll stop right there.
I win right there. Exactly. Yep. Like, dude, I'm a 76 mile curveball hit me in the shoulder in college. I was fucking crying my eyes out. Terrible.
That's bad. That's bad for you.
It hurts, bro. It's hard.
I've been hit by pitches. Yeah, I know.
That shit stinks.
Stop being a pussy.
Are you talking to you? Who are you talking to?
You.
Like, we'll see you guys tomorrow. I guess we'll see Mush after baseball season's over.
Oh, you'll see me tomorrow.
We'll see.
The Yankees finished their 3-game stretch at Syracuse.